In Portland, Oregon, a jury is set to decide a high-profile case involving sexual abuse in the Boy Scouts. The Scouts are accused of putting boys in danger by keeping reports of misconduct under wraps. Amelia Templeton reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
This case centers around Boy Scout Troop 719 in Portland, Oregon in the 1980s. The troop was sponsored by the local Mormon church and supervised by a bishop. In 1983, according to depositions, Assistant Scoutmaster Timur Dykes confessed to the bishop he had molested 17 boys. At least one family pursued charges with the police. Dykes was placed on probation and told to stay away from kids. But he was allowed to keep volunteering at scouting events.
They knew that their charismatic Assistant Scoutmaster, Timur Dykes, to whom kids flocked like bees to honey, he had admitted to molesting 17 scouts, including Cub Scouts.
Kelly Clark is the plaintiff's attorney. In his closing arguments yesterday, he said that by allowing Dykes to stay involved, and by only selectively informing the parents in the troop, the Boy Scouts were negligent. As a result, Clark argues, his client was abused by Dykes at least 5 times about a year later. The Scouts have made several arguments in their defense. They say that local troops operate independent from the national organization, and their efforts to deal with abuse were responsible by the standards of the 1980s. Charles Smith is an attorney for the Scouts. In his closing argument, Smith said it was common sense to handle the situation with some secrecy.
Everyone would know in that congregation who was in that scout troop. And how do you think those kids would have felt going to school the next day?
The defense asked the jury not to confuse the Boy Scouts with the Catholic Church. But the scope of the plaintiff's allegations reaches beyond what took place in Portland in the 1980s. Attorneys say that by that time, the leadership of the Boy Scouts of America knew they had a problem with pedophiles and scouting, and they didn't warn local troop leadership or scout families about the risk. The basis for that claim is found in 6 boxes of confidential Boy Scout files that were released for this trial. The files show that between 1965 and 1985, national leaders decided about 1,600 adults were unfit to volunteer in the program. About 70% were kicked out due to what the Scouts labeled perversion. That number is surprising to people who have studied abuse in the Scouts, including Patrick Boyle. He says there's no evidence that Scout executives told their local partners to keep allegations of abuse quiet. But in several memos, executives express relief when local troop leaders handle things that way.
What you really have is a culture of silence and nervousness as opposed to any kind of concerted effort. A lot of what they did reflected what was going on in the 70s and 80s, and that is, let's just make these guys go away and forget about it.
In this trial, the Boy Scouts of America still maintain they did not have a problem with sexual abuse, though they have made some changes to their policy. On a recent Saturday afternoon, Portland dad Brian Rapp and his 7-year-old son stopped by a local scout office to pick up a new Cub Scout uniform. Rapp hadn't heard much about the trial. When told a little about the case, he found the facts disturbing. But he said his son's Cub Scout pack has only 4 kids and needs his support.
I think the Boy Scouts is a great thing. It doesn't make it right, but it would be a shame that it knocks the Boy Scouts down a little bit more.
The Boy Scouts of America declined to comment on this story, citing an order from the judge in the trial. The jury begins its deliberations today. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Templeton in Portland.